Hello there, welcome back to my podcast. A resume is often the most important factor in deciding whether or not you will get the opportunity to interview for a job. I know you're smiling because it's true, right? Your resume must be concise and must be targeted to the specific position you want. If you are a job seeker, you may be wondering if you should include hobbies in your resume. And this is our topic of discussion for today. So let's get started. The answer to this question, however, is not as simple as it appears to be. If you're uncertain about whether or not to include hobbies, you should consider the following factors. One, are the hobbies relevant? For the most part, try to list hobbies if they're professionally relevant. For example, an interest in blog writing is an advantage when applying for a writing or editorial or as a content writer position. An interest in drawing and art could be seen as a positive when applying for an opportunity at an architectural firm. Know that don't create a long laundry list of all the hobbies that you like to do in your free time. Keep your list of hobbies relevant to the job you are applying as much as possible. Two, does the hobby translate to skills? Hiring managers typically don't care to read through what you like to do in your spare time, unless it is something truly of note. Being a high school cricket coach, for example, may prove to an employer that you have leadership skills and the ability to organize a group of people in order to achieve a common goal. Volunteering abroad may prove to a company you are able to work with people who may be different than you and that you are comfortable in uncertain situations. Three, talk about your hobbies at the interview. Resumes are meant to show you have what it takes to be exceptional work in a given position. Generally speaking, hobbies have nothing to do with this. However, hiring managers may ask about your hobbies during an interview to better understand you as a person, which in turn helps them figure out how you would fit within their work environment. Therefore, the job interview can often be a good time to share more about your hobbies. After all, people hire people, and they want to hire people they can relate to and would like to work with. Four, what to avoid in the interview. Interviewing for a job is very similar to going to a party. Are you surprised? Let's see how. You will meet many new people for the first time. There are a few key topics that most people generally avoid when meeting others for the first time, like religion, politics, and money are the big three. The reason these are avoided are basically to avoid any conflicts, as everyone would have their own perspectives. And for sure, you don't want to be on the spot, especially during the interview. I'm sure these gateways will help you during your corporate journey. And my next podcast is on how important is a cover letter. So happy listening, learning, and developing yourself. To learn more, follow our Classroom to Boardroom series. You could also follow us on socials. This is Interview Cracker for you on Insta. So this is Ashwini Dasgupta, your personal development and NLP trainer, signing off.